Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
As I write this Bayou Diversity session, I am nearly 1,000 miles southwest of the radio station, overlooking the muddy, roiling Rio Grande. There is little that can be called civilization for 500 miles to the south. Indeed, much of the looming Sierra del Carmen Mountains in Mexico has never been mapped. To the north, the small village of Marathon, Texas, lies across 100 miles of Chihuahuan Desert. Between here and there, a road is closed because three mountain lions have recently behaved in a manner bolder than the comfort level of patrolling rangers. 2 days ago, as we hiked along a remote trail, a limb snapped 15 feet overhead and revealed a black bear casually dining on fruit of a madrone tree. It is autumn. The thermometer only reached 98 degrees today. There was a scorpion in a cook pot in the bunkhouse the first night and a nest of baby desert mice in the oven, the kind whose picture adorns the hantavirus warning poster on the back of the door. For several days, we have tramped across the desert and mountains with a handheld space-age gizmo that uses orbiting satellites to help us locate random points. At each site, detailed measurements of vegetation are gathered as part of a larger study to better understand birds of this region. Most plants have thorns, needles, or spines. I have been vaccinated from head to toe. Lechuguilla and cholla are the worst. Though it's hot, there is no humidity, and I've been much less comfortable in Louisiana. The terrain is moonscape rugged, but no more impassable than an overflow swamp. Cacti abound, but poison ivy is rare. Scorpions and diamondback rattlesnakes demand caution, but so do red wasp or cottonmouth moccasins. I've not been bitten by a mosquito here either. It's different, and it's the same. There is no bayou here. The parallel is diversity.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.